Illinois' ethics reform law is seen as a response to decades of scandal in state government. That's state, not local. And Champaign County Board Member John Jay wanted to highlight the difference as the county board discussed its state-mandated local ethics ordinance earlier this month.
I understand that we don't have a choice, that we've got to pass some kind of an ordinance. Mm-hmm. I would just respectfully suggest that those friends of ours in Springfield should practice ethics and not preach it to the rest of us.
Much of the confusion about the local ethics ordinances seems to focus on new required limits on political activity for local government employees and officials. County Board Member Scott Tapley wondered if the limits extended to his regular job at a bank in Champaign.
Does that mean I need to go outside, cross the street, and get on a cell phone so I'm not on bank premises when I make a phone call? Political nature?
The answer seems to be no, according to Michael Luke of the Illinois Attorney General's office. Luke worked on a model ethics ordinance, which Champaign County and other local governments are using as the basis for their own ordinances. The model defines political activity as anything in support of or in connection with a campaign for a candidate, a referendum, or a political organization. Luke says if a county official or employee is not actually on duty at their job, or in the case of a county board member not engaged in an official public meeting, political activity is allowed.
Now, again, if a county board member, you know, leaves the meeting and goes over to Carl Park or whatever it is and gets on a soapbox and argues against or for a referendum, I think that's perfectly within the limits of the ordinance.
But Luke says the state now requires local governments to draw a line between where and when local officials and employees may engage in politics as defined by the Ethics Act and where they can't. He admits those lines are sometimes murky and have unintended consequences. For instance, a county board member announcing a bid for re-election may no longer do so in front of the county courthouse, although a challenger with no ties to county government is free to do so. And local governments must be careful when politicians come to visit. Urbana School Board member Mark Netter says that's one reason he voted for his district's ethics ordinance under protest.
But one question I posed was if it happened that John Kerry and George Bush were to be in Urbana and want to make a speech in one of the schools, could they do it? And the answer under this law is probably no.
Luke agrees with that because if a candidate campaigns at a school, the school district would appear to be showing favoritism to that candidate. Only a neutral visit with no politicking would be allowed. Netter doesn't know if that's such a good idea for a school district.
Because I think I would want to have our students educated and informed by political candidates, even if they're making stump speech.
Robert Rich of the University of Illinois Institute of Government and Public Affairs has heard a lot about problems with the ethics ordinances from the workshops he's held for county officials. He agrees the state ethics law is not that well written in places, but he says the new ethics guidelines on the state and local level could be a big step forward.
I think that Governor Blagojevich is trying to bring Illinois into a forefront of adopting ethics ordinances more widely. And I think if he succeeds in getting development of an ethics culture as opposed to simply these compliance with these ordinances, I think the Illinois would be far ahead of the pack.
The deadline for passing local ethics ordinances was May 19th, according to Luke at the Attorney General's office. But some local governments' interpretation of the state ethics law puts the deadline at June 9th. Despite some local officials' worries that they could get in trouble for missing the earlier deadline, Luke says the state isn't making a big deal over it, as long as a good faith effort is shown to get the ordinances in place. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.